The title of this conference is Why Spiritual Direction? There is a tremendous hunger and thirst today for spiritual guidance and for help on one's journey of faith toward the kingdom of God. We live in a very confused, uncertain, and changing times. Many of our old standards of value have become discredited. The worldly goals we have been pursuing no longer satisfy or fulfill our needs. People are confused, frustrated, and disappointed. Many are afraid and filled with insecurity. Our whole future is so uncertain. Realizing that there is something seriously lacking in their lives, many people today stumble almost unknowingly into the pursuit of holiness. Finding themselves now on this new, strange road of spirituality, they look desperately for help and guidance to know what they should do with this new interest in their life. More and more people today are experiencing a hunger for wholeness and fulfillment which worldly goods are unable to fulfill. They find themselves arriving at the same conclusion which St. Augustine did 1600 years ago. Our hearts are made for you, O God, and they shall not rest until they rest in you. Another very important reason why spiritual direction is so important is that it is one of the best of all methods of adult religious education. Our whole educational system, both public and religious, has been woefully lacking in giving our people a proper moral and spiritual guidance. People today are highly educated in worldly topics, but miserably ignorant of spiritual and religious matters. Even those who have attended parochial schools and religious colleges are basically uneducated in the area of spirituality. Most Catholics, as well as other Christians, stopped attending religious classes after confirmation and therefore before reaching adulthood. Yet the Christian religion and Christian spirituality are topics that only an adult is able to comprehend. Children and adolescents are able to attain a certain knowledge of religious facts, but religious education is primarily a task for mature adults. Only recently have the Christian churches begun to take seriously this task of experiencing the call to a more intimate relationship with God. Yet, because of the poverty of their previous religious education, many people feel totally inadequate to know which direction to go in pursuing a better relationship with God. In this present time of confusion, this time of change, it seems apparent that God is calling many individuals to a deeper life of prayer and spirituality. However, most of those who are being called feel very much like babes in the woods when it comes to knowing which direction to go in pursuit of these new goals. They desperately need help, and spiritual guidance is the name we give to this necessary direction. A spiritual director is anyone who is capable of giving spiritual guidance to another person. In the past, spiritual direction was often considered the exclusive prerogative of the clergy. However, a knowledge of the history of spiritual direction during these past 2,000 years of Christianity will show us clearly that in no way has this work of spiritual guidance been the exclusive domain of the clergy. Anyone, man or woman, who has a correct knowledge of the Christian religion is capable of being a spiritual director. Saint Bernard of Clairvaux, a famous spiritual director in the 12th century, once remarked, "Anyone directed by himself is directed by a fool." There are a few exceptional persons, especially those who have reached a very high level of faith, who are so open to God that the Holy Spirit is able to guide them adequately on their spiritual journey. However, we should beware of identifying ourselves with these rare exceptions. One of the main advantages of having another person as our spiritual director is that it makes us accountable on a regular basis to another human being. We all know that we are directly accountable to God, but God usually waits until after death before demanding an account of our life. By that time, it may be too late for us to make the needed changes in our life. We need to be accountable today at regular intervals throughout our life on earth. And this accountability has to be to another human being. It is a tremendous boost to our efforts to grow spiritually if we do have such a person on earth to whom we go regularly once every month or two, and admit openly whether we have or have not been faithful to the spiritual resolutions we previously agreed to fulfill in the presence of that spiritual director. The first time we admit our failure is tolerable to most of us, but it is too embarrassing simply to have to admit over and over again that we have failed. So either we start being more faithful to our spiritual resolutions, or we give up spiritual direction. The more knowledgeable and experienced the spiritual director is in the ways of God and spirituality, naturally the greater help such a person can be to the directee. Therefore, we should seek for the person who can be of the greatest help to us on our journey of faith. Just as we make great efforts to find the best medical doctor to whom we go when we are physically sick, so we should look for the best spiritual doctor and healer to help us heal our spiritual ailments. However, even any director is better than no director, usually. And so, we make whatever efforts we can to find as good a spiritual guide as is available, whether it be clergy or lay people. Should, in the course of our life, a better director becomes available, we should not hesitate to change directors. In view of the great need for spiritual direction in today's world, every Christian woman and man should seriously consider if it is indeed God's will for that person to get the needed training and education to become a good spiritual director. Such training is available in many places. If we can afford the time and the money, we should attend such programs and learn the art of spiritual guidance. On the other hand, should such training not be available, it is possible to follow a program of self-education that can adequately equip most adult Christians to be a good spiritual director. In one of the tapes of this album, we will suggest an outline for such a self-study. Besides the needed knowledge, another qualification to be a good spiritual director is that the director himself or herself is seriously pursuing one's own spiritual growth. A third qualification is confidentiality, which respects the trust the directee places in the director. And finally, to be a good spiritual director, one needs basically good common sense, good judgment, and as much experience as possible of life. It is my own experience that women particularly have a facility for being spiritual directors. In the second chapter of the book of Genesis, God states that it is not good for a person to be alone. Isolation from others is one of the main obstacles to one's spiritual growth. We need the support of a spiritual friend to enable us to persevere on our journey of faith. Such a friend will prevent us from seriously deceiving ourselves in regards to our hidden faults. Carl Jung speaks of this as the shadow, and he claims that as much as 80% of our personality is unknown to our conscious life. This shadow is both positive and negative. The positive part of the shadow is that potential for good and love that has not yet been developed, that is still lying fallow in our unconscious. Many psychologists claim that most of us only use about 20% of our potential for love. In other words, that we are capable of doing 4 or 5 times more good in loving others than we now are doing. There are various ways for us to discover this positive shadow, this potential for love and for good that is buried in the unconscious of each one of us. But one of the very best ways is spiritual direction, spiritual counseling by someone who is knowledgeable, particularly in depth psychology, and especially Jungian depth psychology, to help us and to interpret our dreams, to help us to uncover this vast potential for good that has not yet been discovered by us. The other part of the unconscious shadow is the negative shadow, and that has to do with not only our potential for evil, but for those evil dispositions and attitudes of our life of which we are presently unaware. Here especially we need a good spiritual director to help us discover that negative shadow. One of the best ways that this can be brought about is to discern what are the things that most disturb us in other people. What are the faults of others that cause us to become emotionally upset? Usually, those are also our faults. Perhaps not exactly the same brand as the person that we criticize or that disturbs us, but somewhere down deep, we have projected a part of our unconscious negative shadow onto that other person. Whole groups of people or whole nations also project their negative shadow onto others. We call it scapegoating. Just as the German people projected their negative shadow onto the Jewish people during the Nazi years and made them the scapegoat. So this happens in all groups as well as individuals. A spiritual director is one of the very best ways that we have of helping us discover our negative shadow and helping us to know what we must do to change the energy, the direction of that energy from a negative goal into a more positive goal, the goal of love. A spiritual director or a spiritual friend is especially helpful in times of trouble, when things do not turn out the way we expected or the way we desired. We need a strong shoulder upon which to cry or to express our anger, our suffering, our disappointment. We need the presence of another human being to comfort and console us. And this will be one of the tasks of a spiritual guide or a soul friend. Countless people today are looking for a better relationship with God. In order to have a good, grace-filled experience of God, three ingredients are absolutely necessary. They are God, a human person, and a moment of grace. Actually, all three of these ingredients are always present and available to us every day of our life. God is always there. The moment of grace is always available. And we, of course, are there. Why then do not more persons have many grace-filled experiences of God? The answer is that most of us need a fourth ingredient, what might be called a catalyst. In a chemical process, the catalyst is that necessary ingredient that brings about the chemical change and yet is not changed itself. But unless the catalyst is present, no chemical change takes place. In our journey of faith toward a deeper union of love with God, the spiritual director acts as the catalyst. And very often, without the presence of the spiritual director, grace-filled experiences of God may not occur. Whereas if the spiritual director is present and fulfills the task proper to spiritual guidance for the directee, then the moment of grace will not be lost. Many people today are reluctant to have another human being act as a director over their spiritual life. They cherish their freedom too dearly to allow another human being to make serious decisions that involve one's relationship with God or others or self. As a result, many persons today prefer to use the term spiritual friend instead of spiritual director or spiritual guide. This is quite satisfactory. As we become more mature spiritually, we need to assume more direct responsibility for our spiritual life. But regardless of the level of maturity, all of us need a spiritual friend. And probably in these confused times in which we now live, we today need such a spiritual friend more than perhaps any other period of history. Occasionally, this spiritual friendship can be mutual, so that two mature persons can give the needed spiritual help and counseling to one another. One of the reasons why we today especially need a spiritual director is that the formation of a Christian conscience in our time is more difficult than it was, let's say, in the old church before Vatican II. In former days, people were treated more or less like children and were simply told what to do, sister says or father says. But we know that as a result of what has been happening both in the church as well as in secular society in the past 20 or 30 years, father says or sister says is no longer accepted blindly the way it has been in the past. People need to form their own conscience. But in order for this to happen successfully, we need the help of one another. And so a spiritual guide, someone who is educated, who is experienced, who has a knowledge of psychology as well as a knowledge of the spiritual traditions of the past, is an invaluable aid in helping us in our time today to form a good Christian conscience, to know what is right and wrong, and at the same time to encourage us to follow that conscience regardless of the price or the sacrifice that we might have to make. St. Thomas Aquinas, at the beginning of his monumental work called the Summa Theologica, makes this statement: the truth is arrived at only after a long time by very few people, and even they with an admixture of errors. Nowhere is this more true than in the area of self-knowledge. All of us are so easily biased in our own favor. It is safe to say that every one of us is partially blind in regard to our own faults. Therefore, if we are really serious about the desire to make spiritual progress, we will seek out some wise and experienced spiritual guide to help us along the path toward sanctity and spiritual maturity. If we cannot find a spiritual director who is both wise and experienced in the ways of God, then at least we will seek out a spiritual friend who has good insights in regards to ourselves, and who has the courage to tell us the truth about ourselves, even if it hurts, or even if we protest against this revelation of such truth. There was a time when we thought it was necessary to be a priest in order to be a good spiritual director. This is neither possible nor necessary in most cases. Everyone who is seriously interested in making spiritual progress in the area of prayer and holiness needs a spiritual friend to counsel with them. This spiritual friend is needed to help us know ourselves better and to know what decisions to make during the moments of spiritual crisis, when we are so uncertain as to which direction we should go. So, to sum up, the answer to the question of this conference, why spiritual direction? We need spiritual direction to give us guidance in what we must do and how to do it. We need spiritual direction to help us discern the will of God. We need spiritual direction to help us attain self-knowledge, and particularly a knowledge of our negative shadow, of our faults that we have a tendency to project upon others, but also a knowledge of that potential for good and for love that still is lying fallow and unknown in the depths of our unconscious. We need spiritual direction to help us overcome sloth and procrastination, to lead us, to guide us, and to encourage us on the road toward wholeness, holiness, maturity, and sanctity. We need a spiritual friend to help us maintain a balance between opposite poles of truth, to avoid fanaticism and extremism. We need someone to confront us and to challenge us, to help us counteract our self-indulgence, to help us conquer the world, the flesh, and the devil. We need someone to make present to us God's healing graces, to help us to become aware of our masks, of our persona, of the roles that we need to play before others that sometimes we forget is not our real self. We need someone to encourage us during depression, in times of failure and suffering and opposition. We need someone to affirm us and to build up our self-image, our self-acceptance. We need someone to help us to be detached from worldly goods, from power, from egotism, from making a god out of pleasure or possessions or power. We need someone to help us be more generous in responding to the needs of others, to go out and to minister to those needs. We need someone to teach us how to redeem our sinful tendencies and to convert them into the energies of love. All of us need a spiritual guide. As St. Bernard says, anyone directed by himself is directed by a fool. This is the end of the conference.